Greetings, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Musical Connections Podcast. It's the show where you'll discover more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. So, join me now as we explore what makes our scene here in Newfoundland and Labrador so special and what makes it stand out from our contemporaries. And you out there, if you're listening, won't you be a part of my mission of growing our Newfoundland and Labrador music sector one song at a time? You will? Awesome. So let's get started with this week's episode of the podcast. It is episode 102, and we wrap up our coverage of Music Celebration Week 2024 with an interview with musician, life coach, keynote speaker, music educator, and expert flautist, Rosalind McPhail. We talk about Rosalind's brand new album, Push and Pull, set to come out next year, and a brand new song that is set to come out in about a week's time or so. And we also catch up about what made her move to Newfoundland and Labrador in the first place, as she lived in Ontario in a place called Toronto Island. I was researching for that interview that day, and I was just like, Toronto Island? Where is that? It's in Ontario. It's just right on the outside of Toronto. But great interview. Always great to catch up with Roz, and you'll be hearing that coming up right after we feature our newfound releases for the week. These songs came out between November 17th to the 23rd, and we kick it off this week with the Kings themselves. We kick it off with DK and Nate Deuce. Here is our first newfound release of the week from DK and Nate Deuce. This is Kings.
Yeah, it's Nate Deuce.
It's a hit waiting to happen, boy.
Fucking ready to find out.
I'm about to put it down, boots to the ground, aiming for the top, it's a real surround sound. About to put it down, about to put it down, I'm a king, gonna capture the crown. I'm about to put it down, boots to the ground, aiming for the top, it's a real surround sound. About to put it down, about to put it down, I'm a king, gonna capture the crown.
Take me back to the time when I wasn't well. I was trapped in these bars, living in a cell. I was trapped in the ground, weighing on my scale. I was stressed every day, praying for that bail. Praying for the mail to come, all the calls to collect. Knew there was a bigger picture, so I waited to check. I sent my prayers up above, patiently waiting what's next. I was wasting all my time, but now there's time to invest. Situations in my life, they get the best of me. But now I'm sobered up, you can have what's left of me. Cause I've been grinding all my life, trying to fill up my glass. All the hate that they spit on me, they could go kiss my ass. Cause I'm a top tier, you don't wanna fuck around. I shoot my shot, then these pussies, they just hit the ground. I know I'm about to feel the pressure, I'ma put it down. Bunch of peasants, me and DK, bitch, we wear the crown, fuck around.
I'm about to put it down, boots to the ground, aiming for the top, it's a real surround sound. About to put it down, about to put it down, I'm a king, gonna capture the crown. I'm about to put it down, boots to the ground, aiming for the top, it's a real surround sound. About to put it down, about to put it down, I'm a king, gonna capture the crown. Spent the last decade running the train with drugs in my hand, shaking like old age. I was a slave to the bottles, scraping through rock bottom. Now I'm in full throttle, ain't no way to stop. I'm hot like young models, DK the motto. I get the 7 digits from 6 bitches and hit tomorrow. Yo, gas on F, full tank on flex. I demand respect, what's good? Yeah, kick a game on point every single damn joint. I seek and destroy, you, your man self-employed. Put him in the morgue, king with the torch. Don't creep around my porch or I go blammo. I'm chock full of ammo, explosive like Roman candles. Getting busy, 2 tanks holding down the city. You feel me? Flick a hand up in the stands and get grizzly. I'm about to put it down, boots to the ground, aiming for the top, it's a real surround sound. About to put it down, about to put it down, I'm a king, gonna capture the crown. I'm about to put it down, boots to the ground, aiming for the top, it's a real surround sound. About to put it down, about to put it down, I'm a king, gonna capture the crown.
That was DK and Nate Deuce with Kings here on Newfound Releases. We now go to Deuce, and Deuce is the collection of Justin Rousel and Jason Earl. And from their new album, Digital Dungeon, here are Deuce now with Tolder on Newfound Releases. That was Deuce with Tolder here on Newfound Releases. We now go to the pride of Fox Island River, country star Jason Benoit. And it's about time we meet y'all. Here is that tune for you now from Jason Benoit on Newfound Releases.
Tell everyone for miles around, there's a little party that's going down. We'll find out how a farmer's town brings a work week to an end. You'll never watch a better show than 40 tailgates in a row. There won't be no one going home until we're three sheets to the wind. So I'm gonna need y'all out in the wind, y'all. We're gonna have a good time, sipping on a good wine. Yeehaw, baby, don't think blue eyes shine. Well, everyone out here's all the same. Must be the way we were born and raised. And if you're thinking I'm gonna miss, we'll be here till the morning light, then we'll do it all again. I wonder if those city folk with their busy lives and their heavy load will ever get a chance to know what a down home party is. And I'm gonna meet y'all out in the weed. Y'all are gonna have a good time, sipping on a good wine. Yeehaw, baby, don't these blue eyes shine. Well, there's a bonfire burning, everybody knows. Staying up all night, up till dawn, and the party don't stop when the morning comes. Well, way down south where the cotton grows, there's a bonfire burning, everybody knows. Staying up all night, up till dawn, and the party don't stop in the morning. So I'm gonna meet y'all out in the wee. We're gonna have a good time, sipping on a good wine. Yeehaw, baby, don't be
Jason Benoit here on Newfound Releases with Meet Y'all, and we got a real treat for you with our next Newfound Release participant. We have the first album in 8 years from Kevin Collins. It is called Who Will Watch the Home Place, and it is a fantastic record, and he is going to be doing a little small tour for the promotion of this record in 2025, so stay tuned to Kevin Collins' socials for that. Right now, from Who Will Watch the Home Place, here is Kevin Collins for you now with Shoes of a Fisherman.
I was a young man, my father once told me, think hard what you'll be, son, and when you are grown. I had a good life out on the water, with many a catch, many a memory to carry me home. Those were the good times, with my father beside me. We sailed early mornings and hauled up the sun. I fished with my father, I remember his laughter, the the stories he told are my silver and gold long after he's gone. Put your boat in the water and quiet your soul. Push off from the shoreline and let yourself go. Like your father before you, trust your heart to the sea and the shoes of a fisherman. They're changing. There's work in the city. Not many a young lad will a fisherman be. Don't be afraid, son, to follow the old ways and learn all you can from nature and man. Go down to the sea, put your boat in the water and quiet your soul. Push off from the shoreline and let yourself go. Like your father before you, trust your heart to the sea. The shoes of a fisherman were made for me. Like your father before you, trust your heart to the sea. And the shoes of a fisherman were made for me.
And that was Kevin Collins for you on Newfound Releases with Shoes of a Fisherman. We now go to another album drop this week. It is one of our first holiday drops of the week. Matt Hender is our next Newfound Release participant, or Matthew Hender in this case. He released Winter Solstice on Friday, and from that new album, here is a song to the ode to the people who are less fortunate, who are suffering during this time of the year, and we can all give them a helping hand every once in a while. Here is Matthew Hender now with an ode to Tent City on Newfound Releases.
Bitter nights outshine the lights. The fest of time in our city, but no one sheds a tear. For Tent City, the cold runs through. From me to you, but we all have a home to go to, but no one sheds a tear. For Tent City, It's Christmas Day, and the children play with their toys around the Christmas tree. But no one sheds a tear.
That was Matthew Hender for you on Newfound Releases with Tent City. We now go to Mick Davis and Thin Love, and I got to hear this live at the Bannerman Brewery back on November 2nd when Mick Davis and Thin Love opened up for With Violet, and they played this tune, which is Jingle Bells. But talking with Mick Davis after the show, he talked about this song called The One Horse Open Sleigh, which I think back when James Lord Pierpont wrote this tune, that's what it was called. Well, right now here is Mick Davis and Thin Love for you now with The One Horse Open Sleigh on Newfound Releases.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Dashing through the snow in a one horse open sleigh. Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun.
Thin Love for you on Newfound Releases with The One Horse Open Sleigh. Another Christmas release comes your way with Military Road. It is the group consisting of Kayla Maloney, Andrew LeDrew, Mike Hanrahan, and Robert Kelly. Robert Kelly worked on this track with the boys, and here is that brand new song for you now. Here's A Christmas at Aaron's Pub. It is an Aaron's Pub Christmas for Military Road on Newfound Releases.
Another Christmas alone by the glow of the water street lights.
Well, the sleet and the rain never kept them away as they poured another pint to my soul.
And I stood to the mic and the session held tight. I said, come on, people, let's go.
take one down from the shelf with the icy cool gleam in his eye. And with the raise of his hand, he could cripple most men, but he always seen something in me. The car bombs would ring, and the whiskey he'd sling. Another shot, another toast, I believe. Those Basilica bells, they rang out at 12 as we sang, I'll be there Christmas Eve. And we're waiting for a miracle, the gods nowhere in sight. Waiting for a miracle, a healing's pub tonight. As the crowd they were mumbling, legless as I sang for my life. When a hand led the way down from the stage, and she helped me out through the night. And the pub's Christmas lights went as dark as the night. Another gig, another nail in my soul. And we closed Aaron's pub, and you showed me your love. I said, come on, sweetheart, let's go. And we're waiting for a miracle, the gods nowhere in sight. Waiting for a miracle, a healing's pub tonight. Waiting for a miracle, a healing's pub tonight.
And that was Military Road on Newfound Releases with an Aaron's Pub Christmas. We now go to Podom next, and from him, here's What I Gotta Be on Newfound Releases. On Newfound Releases with his brand new song, What I Gotta Be. We got an album drop this week from Stephen Button. It is his first album called Cold Salty Air, and he also dropped a Christmas tune about a week or two ago, but it is our Newfound Release for this week. Here is Christmas Trees Are Glistening from Stephen Button on Newfound Releases.
Merry Christmas, there's a chill in the air. The snow's softly falling on the rooftops everywhere. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Those Christmas trees are glistening in the windows far and near. As we decorate, we celebrate, we raise a glass of cheer. We eat and laugh and sing and dance with those we hold so dear. Children sitting round the tree brings happiness to you and me. Friends and family gather round, the most precious thing to me. Merry Christmas, there's a chill in the air. The snow's softly falling on the rooftops everywhere. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Those Christmas trees are glistening in the windows far and near. For the 12 days of Christmas, we'll celebrate them all. From Tibbs Eve to old Christmas Day, the mummers are having a ball.
Any mummers out here?
Let's raise a glass and make a toast. Think of those no longer here. Let's have a time and make the most. It's the best time of the year. Merry Christmas. There's a chill in the air. The snow's softly falling on the rooftops everywhere. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Those Christmas trees are glistening in the windows far and near. Merry Christmas, there's a chill in the air. The snow is softly falling on the rooftops everywhere. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Those Christmas trees are glistening in the windows far and near. And the snow is softly falling on the rooftops everywhere.
Stephen Button for you on Newfound Releases with Christmas Trees Are Glistening. Our last Newfound release of the week, and we have double-digit releases for the first time in quite some time. It's great to see that a lot of great music is coming out this week. Our last one comes from Labrador, and it comes from Stern. From Transient, here is Extinction on Newfound Releases.
Thank you.
man, what a great patch of releases we've had. And as I said before, it is the first time we've hit double digits on Newfound releases in quite some time. If you want to be included in this segment, head on over to my Linktree. Linktree.com/ZachSnowNL, and there you'll find our Newfound releases guide. It'll tell you on how you qualify and who qualifies, and what you need to include in your submission package. Any other questions, comments, or concerns you may have about that segment, or any part of the podcast, email musicalconnectionsnl@gmail.com. It is now time to get into the main part of the Musical Connections podcast, where I welcome a guest to talk about their musical careers and their brand new projects. And we're going to be talking with singer-songwriter, musician, flautist, keynote speaker, life coach, music educator, and most importantly, an amazing baker. We're going to be talking with Rosalind McPhail this week on the podcast as we talk about her upcoming album, Push and Pull, set to be out next year. We also talk about a brand new song that she's got coming out soon called Imperfect Time, which is a cover of a Jill Barber song. We also talk about the ways the music industry has changed and how important organizations are like the Canadian Federation of Musicians, MusicNL, and ArtsNL are for the development of our Newfoundland and Labrador music industry. Roz, it's always such a joy to talk to and always a joy to be around. So let's get to this week's conversation on the Musical Connections podcast with Rosalind McPhail. Welcome back to the Musical Connections podcast from Music Celebration Week 2024. I'm Zach Snow. Joining me now on Next to Connect, she is one of the most positive people in the music sector that you'll ever meet. She's a flautist, she is a filmmaker, and she is a Jill of all trades. Joining me right now is one of my favorite people in the industry, Rosalind McPhail. How you doing, Roz?
Aw, Zach, you're amazing. It's so great to spend time with you today.
And great to spend time with you, too. And Music Celebration Week 2024 is in full swing when we're recording this. And this will air sometime in October, November, and we'll get to why that is the case. But of course, how are things for you with you right now?
Oh, things are fantastic. We're so lucky to be doing what we're doing, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And by the time this airs, I would have taken home another Media Person of the Year award. So exciting times on my end, too. So
congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you so much for your endless positivity and support of my work. And if it weren't for people like you and also people like Rhonda Tolk-Lane for continuing to, like, you know, push me and making sure I stay on the right path and just being that positive influence no matter what mood I'm in, who knows where I'd be. So, Roz, you are a truly special person.
My pleasure.
Now, how are things with you these days, Roz?
It's very exciting. It's very exciting. I'm working on a new album called Push and Pull, and it's going to be my first piece of vinyl. So that's a special moment for me in my career.
That's wicked. So you're putting out vinyl. There's not going to be any CDs with this?
No CDs. There is going to be a digital release, and we're going to do a waterfall release, meaning that we're going to release different singles throughout the year before we release the full album.
And when will that be coming out?
Oh, gosh. Next year, 2025. And we're going to start releasing the first single in November of 2024.
So let's talk about that off the hop here. Tell me about that new song you're going to be putting out in November.
Wow. Okay, so this is a really exciting moment for me. I never do cover songs, but this is actually a cover song, and it is by Jill Barber, one of my favorite singer-songwriters from Canada.
Oh, wow.
And she wrote an album. She released an album in 2004, so this is like way, way long ago.
Oh, Jesus.
And it was an EP called Oh Heart, and the song is called Imperfect Time, and I've always loved this song. It has stayed with me my entire life, through every breakup, through every hard moment, and I've always wanted to record it and create a different version for electronics, voice, omnicord, and flute. And I've done that, so that's going to be the first single that's going to be released, Imperfect Time.
That is wicked. Now, you are a multi-talented musician. You say you played omnicord, you played the flute. I've pretty much known you for playing the flute, and you also incorporate dance into your performances. But I want to go back to where this all started, Roz. How did you get into music in the first place?
Wow, you know, that's a really interesting story. When I was younger, I was really sick with asthma and had to take an oxygen machine to school. It's pretty bad, and we were trying to find natural ways to treat my asthma, and my grandmother had read an article in the newspaper about how playing wind instruments was really good for asthmatics to learn how to control their breathing better.
Wow.
And so there happened to be a flute teacher right down the street on Toronto Island where I grew up. And so we tried it. I didn't want to learn the flute. I wanted to learn the double bass.
Wow.
But I totally gravitated towards the flute once I started playing it.
Picture you playing the double bass nowadays.
Well, I've got a bass flute now.
So you say you had asthma. Of course, my brother has asthma himself. So that's what you both shared in common. And last night at the Industry Awards when we were recording this, you two had a great chat.
Yeah, he's lovely. Oh, my gosh, it was really great to meet him.
And if not for him, I'd be going stir crazy when it comes to the podcast. Because trying to do this as a one-man show, I've done this for a long time now. Trying to set all this up myself is pretty brutal. But you kind of like, you know, have a little bit of sense of pride saying, hey, I did it myself.
Oh, totally. I can so relate to that, Zach, because when I'm doing audiovisual shows and going into the schools and also just festivals and the pressure of like having to put the projector together and the screen together and the PA system together before you even get to do what you do shining on the stage, it's a lot of work.
Oh, for sure. Now, yeah. How did you get into playing the flute? Because you said that the flute helped you out when it comes to dealing with your asthma. So is there another underlying factor that made you want to play flute?
Gosh, you know, I was really inspired by 70s music. My dad had a great record collection. And so I'd be listening to flute a lot in reggae and the band Traffic. I loved John Barleycorn Must Die and of course Jethro Tull, Ian Anderson. So those were the bigger sources of inspiration growing up. But really I loved to perform, and the flute felt like the closest thing to my voice. So I started with classical flute training, and at the beginning I really thought I was going to be a soloist in front of the orchestra. That was my big dream, yeah. I know, right? And I did my training very seriously up until my master's degree, but I didn't finish my master's degree. I
Wow.
actually left halfway through and decided I was going to write my own songs instead, and it was a crazy journey getting to where I am
crazy.
Now. I made a crazy journey.
So what was this master's degree in, and when did you do this?
Gosh, okay. Classical flute performance was the master's degree. It was at the University of Ottawa. And at first I went to University of Toronto for my undergrad, played in the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra, which was amazing, and then went to Ottawa. And this is dating me, but I guess that must have been I think it was 1999 when I was in Ottawa.
I would have been three at the time.
Yes,
I'm making people feel old here today.
You're definitely making me feel old. Yes.
But of course, that was probably the best decision for you that you could have made, because you decided to pursue music as a full-time career. Now, you are originally from Toronto Island, from when I was doing research for this conversation.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about Toronto Island, because I didn't know Toronto had an island named after it.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty great place. When you're in Toronto, you're going to have to go and visit. There's no stores, no cars. There's about 700 people that live there. And
wow.
My whole family still lives over there. You take the boat. It's a 10-minute boat ferry ride from downtown Toronto to get to the island. And there's two main communities, but there's also an amusement park, tons of beaches. And it's as a kid growing up there, it was a little playground. I would pick wild strawberries and loved foraging for fiddleheads and just all different things. I was a real loner when I was a kid, so it was a good place to grow up.
So how did music help you out when it comes to, getting you out of that, state of loneliness?
That's a really great question. And, something that's been pretty prominent in my mind lately, why do we do what we do? And I think the main reason has always been to feel seen, celebrated, and heard. And it's interesting that it's been such a main focus of everything in my life is being on the stage. I feel seen, I feel celebrated, I feel heard. And now I feel like I give back too as a mentor and as a coach, helping others feel the same way.
Yeah, and that's the coolest thing about you. You're a life coach. How'd you get into that?
That's something I've always been passionate about, but I fully embraced it during the pandemic when I had more time and when we were all surrounded, you know, with our computers and trying to connect with people around the world online. And that's really when it started to come to be in a really powerful way. And now I wonder why I didn't do life coaching my entire life the way I do now, because it's just like it fills me up with so much joy, and it's just an amazing opportunity to give.
And you really embrace that too, and you really enjoy, you know, helping people change their lives, basically. And I think it's something that you really pride yourself in.
Yeah, I love it. I love watching people shine. You know, as a life coach, we literally get to just be witness of people really embracing and remembering who they are and celebrating who they are. It's fabulous. Yeah.
So what is it about St. John's that made you want to move here? In the 2000s, I believe you moved here. So what made you choose St. John's as your place of residence?
Yeah, that's a trip and a half in that story too. I'm full of stories.
This is what this podcast is for. Tell stories.
Oh, wow. Okay. At that time, so I had been writing my own songs. When I turned 30, I decided I was going to document my entire songwriting journey. And so I released an EP, then I released another EP, and then I released my full-length album. And I was a troubadour. I was like just touring back and forth across Canada as many times as I could. And I had a car, the Little Prince, which was a 91 Buick Century station wagon with wood paneling, right? It was like the coolest car ever.
Nice.
And that was my home. And I lived that way for many, many years. And one of my friends who lived in St. John's, she was getting married. And she wanted me to be at her wedding. And I booked my entire cross Canada tour so that the last date of my tour was in St. John's so that I could be there for her wedding. And she knew that at that point, I just needed a place to call home. And so she helped me find a place to sublet on Victoria Street, which inspired my song, Victoria Street.
Awesome.
And I've been here ever since. I think it's been 15 years now that I've lived on the Rock, and I'm an island girl at heart. I just love islands, and I love the vibe that we have where we live. It's one of the most culturally diverse and rich communities that I've been a part of for our artist community. I just love it. Yeah.
And I think you have that advantage too, where you lived on an island when you were living in Ontario, to, you know, be acclimated much smoother than, say, most people that would move from Ontario or Alberta to here. Well, yeah. Alberta is probably an exception too, because Fort McMurray is full of Newfoundland and Labrador expats.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. There's something about islands, right? I feel grounded. I feel inspired. It's where my heart is to be on an island. Yeah. I've lived on Vancouver Island too.
When did you live on Vancouver Island?
Before I moved here. Right before I moved here.
So it was like Toronto opposite. Island, Vancouver Island, and now St. John's Island.
Yeah.
Or Newfoundland and Labrador.
Newfoundland and Labrador. And now there's Twilling Gate, Zach. Now,
yes.
I also live in Twillingate, so yeah.
Oh, so how's that been for you lately?
Oh, it's been so special. I can't begin to say how special Twillingate is to me. And it's inspired my new album, Push and Pull. It's all inspired by that region.
So let's get into that and talk about that further. Push and Pull is the name of your new album, which you're going to be releasing next year.
Yep.
And when I say 2024 is a great year of music, I've said this many times throughout the podcast through newfound releases, and I think 2025 is going to be an even bigger year as well. Like, every year is a good year when great musicians like yourself are putting out new music. So tell me a little bit about Push and Pull and how Twillingate influenced that creative direction for that new record.
Yeah, I did an artist residency through the Twillingate Unscripted Festival, and I was there for, I think it was 2 months, and I extended it to 3 months because I just loved the region so much. And when I was there, I was meeting the most beautiful people and hearing the stories of, you know, the people, the place, the rich history. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, if some of these stories are not recorded and remembered in that way, they could be lost. And so I started writing songs inspired by the stories that I was hearing about. And there's some really interesting stories that are on the album, like Pulling Together, which is all about Ted Stuckless's house, the famous visual artist who, you know, had his family's home taken from Wild Cove all the way to Smith's Lookout, where it stands today. And,
wow.
And it's, you know, all of these little things, right? These stories. A Song for Maggie is about Maggie Power in 1914, who was found dead in Little Harbor. And they still don't truly know what happened to her. And her ghost still haunts the highway, which is kind of freaky.
So what
as I stutter.
Yeah, what highway would that be?
The highway, right when you're getting off the causeway and you're just about to pull into Little Harbor, that's where the ghost haunts the highway.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So yeah. What else is on this record?
Oh, gosh. It's a real treat because I got to collaborate with Brad Weber, who is a fantastic producer. He's also a DJ, and he's one of my favorite drummers from Canada. He plays in a band called Caribou. And he also goes by Coy Haste, and he's got a great band, Pick a Piper. So it's been a real collaborative effort between him and myself. I did the vocals. I've done all of the different flutes, and it features bass flute, alto flute, piccolo, also the glissando head joint, which is like the whammy bar for the flute.
Oh, wow.
And Brad collaborated on the electronics for the album. And we also have Rachel Cousins doing backup vocals.
Oh, wow.
And Avalon Stanley doing some field organ. And there's just some real treats on the album. It's what I love about it is that it really features the flute, but it also really features my voice, which is something that is really nice to come home to.
Do you is your voice prominent on any other of your records, or is this one going to be one of the most prominent ones for where you're featuring your voice versus
my
featuring
first
the flute?
Full-length album, Edgework, featured my voice more than my flute, and so yeah, it's almost like a full circle, right? It's coming back to that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, Rachel Cousins, Avalon Stanley, you worked on this record with. You're also a member of the Canadian Federation of Musicians. You've been a member for a couple of years now, and you've done some great work with them, and you've done, like, cookie drives for them. I remember I had some of yours and Josh's cookies one Christmas, and they were fantastic. So how important are associations and unions like that for, you know, the development of the music sector here?
You know, it's been crucial. So yeah, I'm executive director of Local 820, which is part of the American Federation of Musicians for the United States and Canada. So there are locals all over Canada, all over the US, and we all kind of work together as one to really speak up for the rights of working musicians. That comes into play in a big way nationally, you know, also municipally, provincially as well, in different ways. Like, musicians often don't recognize that some of the rights that we're protecting are behind the scenes. They don't see the lobbying efforts with government. They don't see when we're going through negotiations for collective bargaining agreements. Like, for example, next year we go through negotiations again for our third collective agreement with the Newfoundland Symphony Orchestra. So that has been a really big part of my life living in St. John's is doing everything I can to protect the rights of our working musicians here in the province and beyond.
So what more do you think the government can do to help develop and cultivate our music sector?
Whew. Always more funding.
Always. Give us more money.
Always more funding. Yeah. And, you know, also I think there's a lot we can do with the issues that we're having with streaming and trying to monetize that in a way that would help put the money back in the pockets of the artists who have created the music. That would be a huge thing in as a working artist, but also as somebody who sees where the money is being lost for musicians, especially songwriters and bands. That would be a big part of it.
Yeah, and that's especially where hard copies with the CDs, vinyls, and T-shirts are becoming more important to help, you know, make those funds back when you spend all that money on a record to, you know, help you cover those costs. That's why I emphasize when it comes to these conversations and on the podcast, support local, buy merchandise, buy the CDs, because yeah, it's $20 or $30 more in someone else's pocket. Because streaming doesn't even pay like a fraction of what a hard copy would pay an artist.
Yeah, I mean, buying directly from the artist is always the best way to go. It's a bit heartbreaking, you know, being in my career as long as I have. I remember times when touring was actually very lucrative, you know.
So it's not these days?
Not as much. No, times have changed.
So how have they changed?
CD sales, for example. I used to make a fortune on CD sales, and also royalties. And that has changed a lot over the years. Streaming has definitely taken over in the sense that people think that they're supporting the artists by streaming their music, but they don't realize that the money's not going directly to the artist.
Yes, because at the end of the day, this is a business, and you're going to need to make money in order to, you know, make a living as a musician. And again, I go back to that point. Hard copies beats streaming 9 times out of 10 when it comes to supporting the artist.
Absolutely.
Nothing wrong with supporting the artist by streaming their music, but it'll go, what's the word I'm looking for here? It'll be more respectful to support the artist through buying that hard copy or that CD or that T-shirt, because that will go a long way to help them out.
More supportive, just because the cost of putting together an album, even if you have funding. I mean, I was really fortunate that MusicNL and ArtsNL gave me great grants to record Push and Pull, but I still have tons of expenses on top of that. And to see any return financially back from that album and what's been put into it, that's not possible. But where we can support artists is go to their shows, show up, share posts, comment on posts, tell your friends about the artist, really help spread the word, be their biggest fan.
That's really a way.
The word of mouth is huge. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Now, how important are organizations like MusicNL and ArtsNL for that development and, you know, supporting artists? Like, how important are these organizations to the music sector?
It's our lifeline. You know, a lot of the music that is released in our province especially would not be possible if there wasn't funding. It really is our lifeline. For professional development, it's also our lifeline. I just went to Texas and performed at the National Flute Convention, and none of that would have been possible had I not received a professional development grant from MusicNL. Conferences, being able to attend Music Celebration Week and be able to speak to export buyers and to actually have that one-on-one conversation for 10 minutes and start to build that relationship while they're actually in the room. Oh, like you can't beat that. That's the best. Yeah.
For sure. Now, one of the things that you've done at MusicNL conferences in the past is your Inspiration Soup. Mm. Tell me a little bit about that.
That's another passion of mine, and it goes really closely along with coaching. I love doing the keynote concert format, and Inspiration Soup is that. It's performing live music with contemporary silent film and sharing inspiring stories, asking questions, getting people to really dig deep inside and take them on a journey that helps them find inner transformation. Yeah, it's really special. I love it. Anything to inspire other people, I'm all about that.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. Where do you feel like you're at in your life right now, Roz, when it comes to your career and just your life in general? Do you feel like you're in a good spot?
I love the spot I'm in. You know, I can't deny that being a musician has many ups and downs. And definitely, I think as I get older, it is really amazing to feel how I can be of service in the community, how I can give back for all the generosity that's been given to me. And at the same time, be able to share a little bit of wisdom with emerging artists so that they don't have to go through some of the struggles that I've gone through.
Oh, yes.
You know, that's a big part of it.
Oh, for sure. If there's any advice you can give to a young and up-and-coming musician that wants to take this on as a career, what would you say to them and why?
Don't give up. Just don't give up. There's going to be many moments in your life where you're going to want to, and you're going to think that your voice doesn't matter, or that nobody's seeing you, or that, you know, maybe you should be picking a different career because this feels so hard in the moment. But just don't give up in those moments. It's accumulative, and it takes time to build our careers, and it's such a rewarding experience. It's such a beautiful community, and we need you.
That's wonderful. Now, is there anyone else in the province that you would like to work with as you continue to create?
Oh, gosh. I'm always open to any collaborations. I absolutely love session recording, and I feel like the flute can be played and recorded in every style and genre of music possible. So hit me up if you want some flute.
Wonderful. Now, what else is next for you, Roz?
Wow, just getting the album to the finish line to release it, and then probably a whole bunch of touring. I've really missed being on the road. Before the pandemic, I was touring Scandinavia and touring all over the U.S., and now that things feel like they're opening up, I just want to get on the road and shine on the stage. That's my biggest goal.
That's wonderful. We're going to play one of your classic songs in just a moment here on the podcast here. And for people who want to find out more about what you're going to be doing next when it comes to tour dates and new music, where can they go when it comes to social media and website-wise?
Yeah, so rosalindmcphail.com. I'll spell it out because it's a bit of a confusing name.
Oh, yeah?
rosalindmcphail.com. And you can follow me on Instagram. I'm Get Your Flute On. You can't miss that. And on Facebook, I'm also just /Rosalind McPhail. Yeah.
Or Rosie Rosborn.
Oh, yeah. That's my personal page. Feel free to reach out.
Well, Roz, I've wanted to get you on the podcast for a very long time. And I remember we were talking about this off the air here like years ago when I wanted to get this concept conceived. And now I'm almost 100 episodes in. And Roz, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Thank you for being such a positive influence on everybody here and for being you. Thank you for coming on the podcast once again. You have a wonderful day, and I'm looking forward to hearing Push and Pull when it comes out in its entirety next year.
Thank you, Zach. It's such an honor to be here.
And that was Rosalind McPhail on the Musical Connections podcast. If you want to find out more about tour dates and anything Rosalind has on the go, head on over to rosalindmcphail.com. That is RosalindMcphail. And right now, with Rosalind having her brand new album coming out next year, let's play a song from one of her classic albums. From Edgework, here is Early Morning Montreal on the Musical Connections podcast. Thank you. Man, what a jam-packed episode we've had for you. That wraps up another episode of the podcast this week. Big thank you to Roslyn for joining me as my guest on Next to Connect, and to every single one of the musicians who contributed their songs for Newfound releases. If you want to follow along with anything I got on the go with the podcast, you can follow me on Facebook and YouTube by going to Zach Snow. Just type in the name on Facebook and YouTube and you'll be able to get it. And you can also follow me on Instagram at Zach Snow NL. If you want to follow along with previous episodes of the podcast, they drop every Tuesday at 12 noon, Newfoundland Standard Time, through RSS, Google, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get them. And the link to all the episodes of the podcast, you can go to my website, waterfrontmedianl.ca/musical-connections-podcast. And I've got another great episode lined up for you this week, and we got a treat for you on next week's show. I'm going to be talking for the first time in quite some time for many listeners. First time for me on the show, I'm going to be speaking with the one and the only Mark Bragg. We're going to be talking about his recovery from his brain bleed that he had back in June of 2023, following the release of his EP, Ashes. We also talk about how he's been doing with his recovery, and just how he's been in general, and this is such a fun conversation. I cannot wait for you guys to hear this. Make sure to like, follow, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you stream it. Leave a review while you're there as well, because it'll help spread the word about the show, the music industry, and it'll help our mission of growing the Newfoundland and Labrador music sector, one song at a time. That wraps up episode 102 of the Musical Connections podcast. Thank you so much for connecting with me once again this week. I've been your host, Zach Snow. Join me next week, where once more we will highlight the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. Stay safe, be kind to one another, and until next time, safe home.